Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Sigrid Johannes of NCBA. We're talking about the Endangered Species Act with Sigrid in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Ooh. Always read and follow label directions.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Sigrid Johannes works in the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Natural Resources Area and with the Public Lands Council as well. One of the things she works on are the endangered species listings battles that NCBA has been involved in, including one over the northern long-eared bat. Currently, it's listed as threatened. The Biden administration's Fish and Wildlife Agency would like to bump that up to endangered species for 37 states, including Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, among others. Sigrid says they've just gone through a comment period, NCBA offering strong objections to the Fish and Wildlife folks over this possible endangered listing. The reasons are many.
The northern long-eared bat is declining in numbers due to a disease, a fungal disease called white nose syndrome. It impacts many species of bat. This is not something new, and it's something that's been studied quite a bit, but it's not caused by humans, and it's not being spread through the activities that this listing would prohibit, agricultural and resource-using activities. White nose syndrome impacts bats when they're hibernating in caves, essentially, but the listing would put restrictions on forest management activities that take place in the other half of the year, April to November, when bats are roosting in trees. So just to give some context on where the bats are at and what's going on with them. So the range of the species identified in this proposed listing is 37 states. That's another area where we raised some objections, because that is including a lot of states where there's actually no documented population of northern long-eared bats. So it's unnecessarily catching up a lot of areas in a wide net. And then getting more into the meat of why we objected to that, there are a lot of issues with the forest implications and particularly the wildfire implications of this kind of listing. Among other things, the proposed rule would prohibit tree clearing from April to November of any forb, shrub, or tree that has a diameter greater than 3 inches at breast height. That includes pretty much every plant you're going to find out in a mature forest. So that is a significant problem when it comes to reducing wildfire risk, reducing fine fuels, everything from clearing trees for a construction project, an infrastructure project, to clearing trees that have fallen on your fence line, on your ranch. All of those kinds of activities would be prohibited due to the potential for disruption to bats that are roosting in those territories.
NCBA Sigrid Johannes saying that the Fish and Wildlife Service right now weighing what they're going to do regarding the move from threatened to endangered for the northern long-eared bat. This particular critter under scrutiny right now. A lot of others, of course, are also in play as well that NCBA and the Public Lands Council have been very much engaged over. Sigrid says bottom line is that the one-size-fits-all concept of the federal government really doesn't do a good job of managing the species and taking care of stakeholders. It's better to let the states manage a lot of these species instead of letting Uncle Sam do it.
But the crux of our argument hasn't changed, and it really boils down to states are the ones who are best positioned to appropriately manage species, wildlife species. And when you have a federal listing, when you have either a threatened or endangered designation under the Endangered Species Act, it puts into place a lot of one-size-fits-all restrictions across the range of the species that don't yield good results for producers on the ground, they don't yield best results for the species, and they don't really help conserve habitat in a meaningful way. All of that work tends to happen in a voluntary basis on the ground, led by local stakeholders and communities. And that's what we want to see happen in every case where there's a wildlife, situation that needs to be managed.
NCBA Sigrid Johannes, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic coming up on Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th. It'll be broadcast live from South Sioux City, Nebraska on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time both days, 66,500 head, over 13,000 feeder steers, 9,700 feeder heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, over 18,000 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.